producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-Doc Dahlia, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A very, very somber day as we have witnessed what happened in Paris. We're getting latest reports that the death toll is up to 127 with hundreds of others injured at a coordinated bombing and attack, something that Paris has not seen since World War II. And extremely, extremely frightening. And, you see on social media, people ticked. Oh, they're mad. And they want blood. And from what I understand, it's possibly, and unfortunately it had to come to this, but possibly prompting probably one of the biggest attacks that countries are now going to coordinate against ISIS, ISIL. And, why is it taking so long? I mean, why did this have to happen for people to get off their butts? And it's extremely frustrating for a lot of us. In particular cities, like, I guess in every city, New York, Bay Area, Las Vegas, everyone's seeming to ramp up security, ramp up awareness. I live in Las Vegas. Las Vegas Metropolitan Police Department, LVMPD, tweeted, keeping Paris in our thoughts and prayers tonight. Stay vigilant. Be safe. And so I've received emails. Some of you have asked what the foil sheet was that you saw with some of the victims. You saw them walking around with a very thin foil sheet. We call those foil blankets. They're actually very, very useful in terms of retaining body heat when people are in shock. And they're not that expensive. You know, always good to have in a medical emergency kit. And they're also pretty weather resistant. And so those, we call them foil blankets. And I know they look like sheets and they're, very, very useful, but that's what those are. And, some of you have emailed about how do you take precautions? What should we be doing? And, of course, I'm not a terrorism, expert. I mean, my father served in the Israeli military, so we learned a lot about how to, avoid packages. You know, you see any suspicious behavior, suspicious package, you know, you let authorities know. And so, you know, my father trained us well. Long Island University has a great website here talking about terrorism precautions. Like what constitute suspicious behavior or suspicious circumstances, and what would be a good idea for you to notify law enforcement. So they say, you know, people in areas or buildings who do not appear to be conducting legitimate business, you know, somebody kind of walking around like a looky-loo. You're like, this isn't really a looky-loo spot. What the hell are you doing here? Don't, of course, go up to them yourself, okay? I don't, care if you have a CCW. Don't you see suspicious activity, contact authorities, okay? People monitoring areas, building or entrances, and they're not security, and you're like, why are you monitoring here? Unauthorized people in restricted, sensitive, or private areas. People taking photographs of critical facilities. Look, I understand, you're taking a, photograph of, a landmark here in Las Vegas. Like, I'm going to take a picture of the Link and the high roller, and I'll take a picture of the Stratosphere Tower. But, they're taking a picture of a power grid or some sort of, maintenance entrance. All right, something's not right. Person's asking detailed information about physical security and information with no apparent need for that information. So somebody going, the security guards, when do they get off work? You're like, why? You want to date one of them? Why are you asking me that? that kind of thing. People wearing clothing not consistent with the weather conditions. Like, you know, I live in Las Vegas. Okay, even though we're having a cold spell right now, it's usually, you know, 80, 90, 100, 110 degrees. You see somebody in completely full clothes or a bulky jacket, very suspicious. Abandoned parcels or other items in unusual locations on high traffic areas. Abandoned parcels, just like what we saw with the Boston Marathon bombers with the backpack. Very, very scary stuff. Something that seems unattended. People leave their purse. People leave their backpack. They do. You know, you call authorities. Don't have anybody touch it. Okay? Individual attempting to access utility locations, water, electrical, petroleum, telecommunications. Multiple persons that appear to be working in unison. Okay, that to me would be a big alert. And I mean, no offense to a lot of workers out there, okay? And, you know, I mean, none of us work in unison. None of us seem to be really on task. Somebody's talking about, I don't know, their date. Somebody else is texting. Somebody is, I don't know, playing Candy Crush. Somebody else is, I don't know, checking out some woman walking by them. But you see people very diligently working in unison. All right, to me, that would definitely be suspicious. They say be very alert and aware of abandoned vehicles, vehicles parked near buildings or public common areas, unexpected, unfamiliar delivery trucks, unfamiliar vehicles parked for long periods, vehicles containing unusual or suspicious parcels or material, vehicles arriving or being left behind at odd hours, and substances leaking or spilling from vehicles. Again, don't go near it. Call authorities. Now, let's say you see a door that's not supposed to be open, left open. Building office security. All right. Maybe close it and contact authorities on that one. Again, I don't want you to take matters into your own hands, but we are being vigilant. And I don't think any of us want to stand by and watch a terrorist attack happen again. So, account for secure keys. Okay. If you have, let's say, the keys to the office, all right, I mean, you know, make sure they're secure. Don't give them to unauthorized persons. Don't leave them somewhere. I know a lot of us, when we go to the bathroom, we leave our keys on the sink and then we go potty. Bring the keys in with you, even if you have to, you know, I don't know, stick them in your bra. I know. I take a lot of things. Usually I bring extra toilet paper with me to the bathroom because there's never any toilet paper. And that's the worst thing. You know, guys, they could just, you know, shake it off. But us women, no. We can eat. So I usually have my bra stuffed with other things. Be vigilant, people. And our hearts and prayers are with those right now in Paris, as well as all the other tragedies that have occurred in the last year. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. What, do you want it funny? Or serious. You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odor, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions. For a healthy, comfortable home.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I'm right now on the healthcare.gov trying to look at some of the plans I could buy because we are now in enrollment season. All right, and I guess they asked my age, and I couldn't lie about my age. Where's the privacy there? They asked if I was married, and I was like, yes, I am. Yeah, he never left me. He left a note, you know, a while back saying, you know, I can't do this anymore. I got to go. And I think he was working on my computer. And the note was about working on the computer, and he had to go to work. So I thought he couldn't do this anymore in terms of the marriage. And so I was like really panicky, and you know, my listeners, thank God, were very supportive earlier this week, you know, saying, you know, look, it's okay, you know, if he leaves you, I'll date you, and you know, that was very nice. You know, it's nice to know I'll always have somebody. But no, my husband did not leave me. He did not. So yeah, we're still very happily married. But I told him, man, don't be leaving those notes, because that really scared me. So, you know, I'm looking. We have a health plan right here. It's a bronze health plan. For me, $692 monthly premium, and the deductible is $13,700. Wow. Okay, well, that's kind of nice. Let me see. What about here? What if I want to cut that deductible down? If I want to have a less smaller, nope, $13,000 deductible, $13,000 deductible. Oh, there's an HMO. I could get an HMO for $728 a month with an $11,000 deductible. No, thank you. Okay, here's a Blue Cross Blue Shield. It's an HMO. You'd think an HMO would be cheaper. $785 a month, $10,000 deductible. This is really stinking here. I need to purchase health insurance. This is $800 a month. $800 a month. When I went to college, I went to UNLV, and I never had money for anything. And so I remember renting a 3-bedroom apartment. There was a street called Cotton Grove near the university. And it wasn't the safest street at the time back then. You know, you heard of, you know, college women getting raped and stuff like that. It was not the best area, and it wasn't kept as well. I think it's kept a lot better now. And I remember being able to rent an apartment for I guess the apartment was for something, and my share was like $160. And I remember really stressing to pay that $160 a month. This kills me to think that I would be dropping $805 a month for a monthly premium. But the deductible's only $9,900. Ooh. Remember last year there was a caca plan? There was a Blue Cross Blue Shield CACA plan, and CACA, and it was, and again, mind you, Blue Cross Blue Shield, I'm a big fan of yours, I always have been, but I gotta tell you, that plan that you offered last year was definite CACA. There's a silver plan, I guess it's for those of us who are starting to silver a little bit like me. Again, we're looking at multiple $1,000 deductibles. This is not good at all. I can't even find a good deal. I don't know how you guys have done. If you guys have done any better, please let me know. Okay, hold on a sec. I could lower my deductible to $3,000. Get this, guys. I could lower my deductible to $3,000 for the family if I pay $1,300 a month. Now, what many of you guys usually do at this point in time, you're like, okay, well, look. All right, and I've been asked by my patients, okay, what do you think I'm going to need this next year medical-wise? And, you know, and so I look, you know, I mean, are they, you know, high risk for HIV? Are they high risk for having a heart attack? Have they not taken care of themselves? And have they been starting to lose some weight? And they've ignored my request for them to get their colonoscopy, colon cancer screen, CAT scan because they're a chronic smoker, that kind of stuff. And I'd say, look, you know what, get the plan. Don't mess with it. For somebody like me, I got a lot of gynecological issues. And yes, I'll go into great detail about them. So for me, I know I'm going to have a need. There is one HPN HMO, okay? They do have a $1,000 deductible. There is a family deductible of $1,000, looks like, on that one. So that may interest some of you guys. But it looks like for me, my monthly premium would be $1,049. By the way, we're hearing across the board that rates have gone up throughout the country, 30%+. All right, this is not good. One of you had asked me about one of your insurance companies is building a clinic. And I thought the insurance company already had a clinic. But apparently, there's supposed to be a clinic that everybody goes to so they don't have to go and see regular doctors. And this clinic would then save money. And I guess you're going to be forced to go to this clinic or a couple clinics in town. It's a much different health picture that we're seeing these days. And it's what we need to do to move forward, okay, is we can't complain about how things were in the past, okay, because you have a lot of people out there that didn't like the past either. They thought that insurance premiums were still too high, even at $250 a month. All right, so you had a lot of people complain about the past, and those are the people that helped let Obamacare get through. Now that we have Obamacare coming through, we're dealing with $1,000 plus premiums. I have a lady, she's single, she's a patient, single, 62 years old, for the most bare bottom skeleton emergency insurance out there. She's still at $1,200-$1,300 a month. This is ridiculous. And, you know, if you can't afford it, you got to pay the government. What, how much is it now? $700? I forgot what it went up to. So we're definitely in a pickle. And I think we have another Democratic debate tonight. I think there's supposed to be a Democratic candidate debate. O'Malley, Sanders, and Hillary Clinton. I don't know if they're going to be talking about any of this. I mean, I'm sure they're going to be talking about ISIS and the terrorist attacks, and I'm sure they're prepping all day on that, which they should. I'm dying to hear how, you know, the Democratic side would, you know, take on our terrorist threats and you know, securing our borders and how they would take on national security, as much as interested I am at what the GOP has to say. But I still have yet to hear how anybody is going to fix our health care mess. And not that that is more important than anything else right now, national security is, but still, what has been suggested that's going to take $1,000 premium and bring it down to $200, $300? This is why you guys need to brace yourself for socialized medicine. I don't want it any more than you want it, but this is exactly how socialism comes into play and exactly how the government starts to take over. The government's going to take over. We were talking about public housing and how, I believe this is in New York, they want to have smoke-free public housing. Okay, and that's wonderful. I think that's great. Then kids don't get exposed to the secondhand smoke. Smoking causes cancer. I think that's great. But you see what happens? When the government gives you something, they're going to take a little bit more control and go into your rights. Okay, some of us don't think it's a personal right to be able to smoke because it could hurt others, and some think it does violate their right. If they want to smoke a cigarette outside, they should be able to. But from what I understand, some of these rules for public housing will not even allow you to smoke anywhere near the building. Now, on one end, I think that's great also because not only does it, you know, could it prevent cancer, but it could prevent a fire. Okay, you don't want public housing going up in smoke and flames. But again, we're looking at the government making the decisions. The more you guys are asking for government help, and you will, all of us are going to be turning to the government to help us with health care because this is ridiculous. And we're all just, you know, cattle being led out to the, I don't know, slaughterhouse where they're going to now take over. And I'm very frustrated, especially as a doctor. I'm seeing things happen with my patients, just things happen to my practice and other doctors' practices, and there's no control. And I hate the idea of seeing bad things happen. I don't want to sit there and complain and cry. I complain and cry all the time on air. Obamacare stinks! Obamacare stinks! Obamacare stinks! But there's not much I could do. You know, running around screaming, repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare, that's still not going to fix anything. All right? Yeah, we need to do it, but I mean, where's the plan? What are we going to do? Now, I've already made multiple suggestions that nobody pays attention to. Okay, get rid of insurance altogether and set up clinics that will be available for people that don't have money or can pay $5 or $10 or $20, and then have patients in a capitalistic society find a doctor and find services and pay for it themselves without these exorbitant increase in prices that doctors have to do because of insurance. And mind you, I'm a big fan of Blue Cross Blue Shield. They've saved thousands of my patients' lives. Same thing with United and a lot of these insurance companies out there. I thank them for partnering with me to get my patients the care they need. But I think it's really stupid that I can't charge $25 and have somebody just pay me $25 and I could get rid of the billing software. I could get rid of all the fees I have to spend for billing insurance and mailing statements and you know, staffing. Why can't we just go back to a $25, $50 visit cash type of thing, and then we have set prices for what an appendectomy would be, etc. And then we have free clinics or cheaper clinics throughout the country, and the money used to support Obamacare could go into those. And nobody listens. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. This week we talked about a lot of things. One was a new STD that really isn't that new. We've known about it for about 30 years, but nobody talks about it. It's called MG. Many of you guys have been walking around with MG and you don't know it. It's called Mycoplasma genitalium. I mean, you would think the name alone would kind of trigger you to think you got something in the genitals, Mycoplasma genitalium. It's an STD that they discovered actually 30 years ago that is transmitted with sex. They don't really know what it does to you because usually you don't have any symptoms, but this Mycoplasma is considered an STD because it can be transmitted back and forth. There's been a lot of debate on what should the definition be of an STD. Is it something that causes long-term sequelae, like HIV, hepatitis? Is it something that you just get during sex? A yeast infection could technically be called an STD if one of your partners has it, you have sex, they get treated, and you give the yeast back to them. That could technically be an STD. Bacteria vaginosis like Gardnerella and Listeria and some of the other bacteria that strep that can grow in the vagina, that could technically be passed back and forth. But they're trying to look a little deeper into what MG does, okay? Because right now we don't know, and it is concerning, and so it's. When you go for your STD tests, I suggest don't just go for HIV and hepatitis. Make sure you get the gamut of everything done. Gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, herpes, hepatitis, HIV. And if you're a female, over 30, HPV. All right. And for a male, if you have any sort of genital warts or any sorts of issues that need to be evaluated, get those evaluated as well. But, the last thing we need is another STD on top of everything we're dealing with. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We also talked about antibiotics and their risk of sudden cardiac arrest or sudden heart death, which is something we don't want to hear, especially as we're coming into cough and cold season. And the macrolides, the antibiotic group with erythromycin, azithromycin that we know in branding Z-Pak, clarithromycin may interfere with the heart's electroconductivity, causing you to have tachycardia. And tachycardia could unfortunately cause you not having a really, really good pump of the heart because it's beating too fast, not getting enough oxygen where it needs to go, and unfortunately rapid heart rates could unfortunately be associated with cardiac death or if there's an abnormality with the electrical impulse. Now, this isn't the first time they talked about Z-Paks and azithromycin mainly and heart issues. They talked about not taking that antibiotic if you have a prolonged QT syndrome or Wolff-Parkinson-White, kind of an aberrant electrical conduction that your heart doctor or your regular doctor might identify on a simple EKG. But what this tells us is, a lot of us think, I could just pop a Z-Pak and, and go on my merry way. There are risks to everything. The study looked at 21 million adults, and they found that abnormal heart rhythm could develop in 1 in 30,000 people taking the medication. So if you do have an interesting heart rhythm, you have got to let your doctor know to see if that would possibly disqualify you from taking a Z-Pak. And by the way, can you guys stop asking for Z-Paks when you come in? When my nurse asks you, what are you here to see Dr. Dahlia for? All right, you're supposed to say, I want Dr. Dahlia's, knowledge, and I would be honored for her to evaluate me and give me my medical condition. No, that's not what you do. What you guys do is you go, well, I'm here to see Dahlia because I need a Z-Pak. And then the nurse leaves. And I'm like, oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. He wants a Z-Pak. Oh, I'm going to give him a Z-Pak. I'm going to take a Z-Pak and show. Oh, hi, I'm Dr. Dahlia. How you doing? Hi, I didn't ask for a Z-Pak. I want you to evaluate me. You're damn right you do. I didn't go to medical school, people, just to give you guys Z-Paks, okay, or Viagra. I am also noticing, by the way, I am noticing a rise in people requesting Valium, Clonopin, Clonazepam. Many of you guys are asking for a variety of reasons. One is, I guess Thanksgiving is coming up, right? And so, so a lot of you have to see family. I understand that. I get that. So a lot of you are traveling. But many of you guys are using these anti-anxiolytics to bypass needing narcotics for pain. I find that very interesting. I've had people say, look, my doctor won't give me a narcotic, but they'll give me Valium. So I'm using Valium to relax my muscles, and then I could go to sleep, and I could avoid taking the narcotic. All right. So, you know, I like the fact that you guys are maybe cutting back on some of the narcotics, but I don't want us to have a whole slew of benzodiazepine addicted people more than we already have. So I'm just noticing a huge rise in benzodiazepine requests. Not sure if I've figured out all the reasons for that. Again, I get the whole going to see the family thing, but I am kind of, surprised. Okay, good. So don't take the doctor off asking for Z-Pak. By the way, some of you guys are starting to have the flu. I've already seen some cases of the flu. High fever, body aches. They usually come in saying, I feel like Blake. And that Blake is a dirty word that I can't say. It's a bad word, a dirty word. It's a bad word that I can't say on air. And once they say that, and they have the fever and the body aches, I'm already starting to think flu of that person. Although we have had a couple pneumonias that I'm watching for. If none of you guys have gotten your flu shots, can you please get your butts in gear and get your flu vaccine? If you qualify for a pneumonia vaccine, get that as well. Many of you guys that, you know, suffer from stress, if you haven't got your shingles vaccine and you're over 60, although in some cases they'll give it to you when you're over 50, you might want to get that done. But make sure you guys are up to date on your vaccinations, especially since we are going to come into the winter pretty abruptly. Some of you guys are already seeing the winter. My friends up in Reno, I guess, blanketed in snow. I'm so jealous. But even I'm getting a little bit nippy. I got my little jacket on in my studio right now. So this is the time when things get cold. People are indoors. People are breathing on each other and they're spreading germs. Don't be asking for Z-Packs. We don't want any more drug resistance to that. It's a great antibiotic, and I'd like to save it for when I really need it for my patients. Okay? Speaking of medicines, they say medicines last as long in space as here on Earth. Medicines do not degrade faster in space. Researchers analyzed 9 medications that were stocked on the International Space Station for 550 days and returned unused to Earth, where they were kept under controlled conditions for 3 to 5 months. The medications included pain relievers, sleeping aids, antihistamines, decongestants, and anti-diarrheal, and an alertness drug. The researchers assessed, The researchers assessed whether the active ingredients and the amount of degradation in the medications met United States Pharmacopoeia USP guidelines. One medication met the standards 5 months after its expiration date. 4 met the standards up to 8 months after their expiration dates. 3 met the standards when tested 3 months before their expiration dates. And I'm getting confused by all the numbers. And the dietary supplement sleeping aid did not meet the standards when tested 11 months after the expiration date. All right, so what does that mean? Well, for those of you guys that want to colonize Mars, okay, and you really want to do so and make babies, you're going to need your Viagra. And I know some of you guys are really, really concerned that if you fly to Mars with your Viagra, the Viagra just disintegrate and not work, and then you won't be able to populate the planet. And I'm here to tell you that it looks like it's probably fine. Now, I don't think they have Viagra on the International Space Station. My guess is no, because they really don't want people having sex. They want them working on the space station, which is why they gave them the anti-diarrheal. I mean, the anti-diarrheal, that they probably had gobs and gobs and gobs of, because the last thing you want is diarrhea. Houston? Houston, we have a problem. What is it? Are the engines out? Is the power out? What's going on? Nope. George had diarrhea. It's all over. You mean the station's not all white and pretty and foily? No, Houston, sorry. Over. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know if I have anybody listening period. I don't know if I have anybody listening to the show at all. But if there is anybody listening to the show today, I'm dying to know if we have any dealers out there, you know, dealers of blackjack or from the casinos. I live in Las Vegas, and my show plays on Saturday across the country, but also on in Las Vegas on KDWN. And the reason why I bring this up is I got a couple emails today. Not today. I got a couple emails this week, and there was something I talked about a while back on how I was playing some blackjack, and I was sitting next to two people. My son was bar mitzvahed last week. Yay, my baby boy Brock. Dee's bar mitzvahed. Okay. And we stayed over at the hotel at the Westgate. It was a great event where the bar mitzvah was. And the Westgate had these coupons. $10 match. And for those of you not familiar with Las Vegas, those match coupons are great. Because what you do is if you bet $10 a hand and you win and you have that $10 match coupon, you get $20. Okay, if you lose, you just lose the $10 in the coupon. So it's like you're playing, but you really don't have anything to lose except if you weren't going to gamble to begin with, and, you know, then you. But if you were going to gamble, those $10 match cards are great. So I had a couple. So I decided to sit down and play blackjack. So I sat there and played, and there were two people at the table. And when the dealer was dealing, the first person stopped and was counting on her fingers the cards. And at first I thought she was joking. You know how we used to do that? Okay, one, two, three, you know, and I almost giggled, but I stopped myself. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, that's okay. You know, and I'm not allowed to help. You're not supposed to help. And I don't think the dealer's allowed to technically help, just in case they're wrong. But you saw him kind of stop himself and realize, okay, you know, we have somebody that needs to count on the fingers. And it wasn't a language barrier or anything, you know. She appeared to be American and had to count on her fingers the blackjack cards. Then the guy next to me, he took his cards, and he seemed like he knew how to play because he knew how to, you know, when you decide to stay, you put your cards under the chip, and, you know, he knew how to hold his cards. He knew how to play blackjack, but when the cards had to be flipped over after the dealer, you know, made 17 or 18 with his hand, the guy twice was over, like 23 or 24, but I guess put his cards down like he thought he was still fine or close to 21. And the dealer's like, no, that adds up to 22. Now, at first, I was like, well, wait a second, maybe the guy is just trying to cheat, and he's hoping the dealer doesn't notice. I mean, and he's playing stupid, but I really think he couldn't add, and he didn't seem drunk. And again, American. And I'm sitting there kind of in awe, going, okay, we got something wrong here. People can't add up their blackjack cards. Now, when I spoke about this, I got a couple emails, and I'm not going to read them to you. One said, schools should incorporate cards and dice into their math. That's how I learned. I want to make a comment on that. Let me just comment on that now. I have to admit, that's what kind of taught me to be quick in math. My dad liked to gamble. And so learning how to read those dice, and he made us play dominoes and things like that, you learned how to look at the numbers fast. Even though you really don't need a lot of speed when you gamble, it was just something that, you know, we're playing blackjack, you got a 9 and a 7. Boy, 9 and 7 was really intimidating to me when I was 4, but I figured it out. Okay, and you know, without counting, I gotta count the spades, Daddy. No, you don't count the spades. You gotta know what 9 and 7 are. So he taught me math. My dad was very, very strong in math, and since he liked to gamble, we picked up on that. But same thing with dice. And I think the reason why many people learn easier with cards or dice when it comes to math is because you conceptualize it differently. You know, rather than just seeing two numbers with cards or dice, you actually see the picture. And there are some kids that maybe pick up things better by looking at rows or, like, somebody could look at an American flag and see the 50 stars easily based on how the stars are columned and how they're organized on the flag. Whereas some of us are like, no, I can't, I'd have to sit there and count, just give me the number. I'm like that. Give me a 9 and a 7, I'll tell you it's 16. Don't give me a lot of little dots or clubs or hearts or diamonds or spades. But for other people, that, you know, you look at dice, you see a 5 and a 4 or a 6 and a 5, you'll be able to immediately know what the number is. And so it's interesting. I wonder. It's not just because I live in Vegas if that's a good way to teach math. Just, it's, you know. Tim writes, could you comment on the stupefaction of America? He was writing about something else, and it goes off on another topic. But I want to correct Tim, and I want to correct a lot of you. I hear this term, the stupefaction of America. America is not getting stupid. People are not getting stupid by any means. Those two people that couldn't count their blackjack cards, they could have been extremely intelligent. But we're losing skills. There are certain skills that we might have had in prior generations that were just, you know, it seemed to be innate, but we're taught at such a young level, a young age, that people aren't being taught now. So yeah, you're seeing that they looked basically, one looked about 26 years old, the other looked like, late 20s. And having trouble adding, not able to add, that makes us nervous. That doesn't mean they're stupid. All right. I think what we need to do is stop saying the stupefaction or looking at people as stupid. Because that's not going to fix the problem. We have people that may be uneducated, maybe unskilled, and we need to figure out what we need to do to make them learn. One of you had asked me about autism and why maybe some of these kids failing in school aren't diagnosed with autism. Because many kids with autism don't fail school still. They're very, very smart. But you wonder, why aren't kids struggling in school screened for, let's say, not only learning disabilities, but developmental disorders, etc.? By the way, the autism rate has now jumped to 1 in 45. We're now diagnosing 1 in 45 kids with a range of autism, being on the autism spectrum. And we're going to talk about that more this week on my show. My show is Monday through Saturday. So listen to GCN Live or iHeartRadio, or depending on where you live, what city you live, the affiliate that takes the show. In Vegas, it's KDWN. But I think we're allowing a lot of our children to become skilled in other areas that may be necessary. Computers and texting and, you know, being able to thumb text quickly and being able to, shoot bad guys on GTA and run people over. They're learning a whole new skill set. But my fear is we're not concentrating some of the basic skill sets. I don't know if there's any typing classes. My kids have still not been offered a typing class yet. Yet when I was growing up in the 80s, you had to learn how to type. I had to take an office class. My mom was a secretary. So there was an office type class that taught us how to be good secretaries. So I learned how to type. I learned how to 10-key touch really well. I learned how to address an envelope. Now, addressing an envelope seems to be obsolete nowadays since you have emails, etc. But these were still some basic things that we learned that a lot of kids have no idea how to address an envelope. I don't even think my children know how to do that because they've never had to. So what we need to identify is what skill set is not being reinforced, even though there is a basic skill set that needs to be done. What we do need to encourage, what we do need to allow them learn, but not only that, is what do they need to expand their minds to learn? It's very easy to type something in, but how do you navigate through, a scientific study, that kind of stuff? Well, I'm cut off. All right, we'll talk later this week. 1-877 Doc Sally.
Take me down to the little white church. When are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.